What happened to the war on potholes? We know it was declared. Was it actually waged? That's the question that many people in Johannesburg are asking. I'm still driving through areas where there are massive potholes, where there are new potholes that have just appeared after the rains we've had in the last few weeks or so. And I've actually only seen on the route I've driven, or on the various routes I drive, one pothole that has actually been repaired after the Joburg's Road Agency, as it's begun to do now fairly often, created a crater in the road while it was in the midst of its road workers and promptly left the site without repairing it. So I saw that in the last 24 hours, after drivers managed to veer around it in a way that disrupted the oncoming traffic, that finally that pothole in Parktown has been sorted out. It's the only one that I've seen on the routes I've personally travelled that has been sorted out. What have your experiences been in regard to that? Have you seen people actively working on the roads? Have you seen any potholes being repaired? Have you used the line that's been given to you, the hotline, to actually report these potholes, and have there been results in response to that? So we thought we would bring the city of Joburg into the conversation to find out exactly what's going on. Transport MMC Nhlanhla Makuba joins us on the line now. MMC, good afternoon. Lovely to have you on the program. So tell me.
Good afternoon, Joanne. Thank you for inviting me.
You're more than welcome. So tell me this. It was actually Jeff Makuba, the mayor, who spoke to us a few weeks ago and said that you were quite determined to solve this pothole problem throughout the city. And he understood the scale of the problem, that it was hugely widespread, but they were quite prepared to take it on. Tell me, have there been any measurable results?
Yes, there is. Actually, what I can say now is that we have targeted, to fixing about 350 potholes per day. That is spread across the seven regions. But I'm happy to report to you that from the 5th of February, when we started with the war on potholes, we've actually fixed 10,488 potholes within the seven regions that we have in the city of Johannesburg.
All right. 10,000. Okay, so that sounds like quite a lot on the face of it. Yes. What areas were you covering, MMC?
Okay, in Region A only, we've done 1,146. You see, what happened after we launched, you remember, we launched the war on potholes in Region F. And then
sorry to interrupt you, MMC. I'm not sure our listeners, or I for that matter, are familiar with the regions, without you actually referring to the area by its name. What regions are we talking about here?
Okay. You know, if I refer to Region F, I'll be talking about areas within the CBD.
Yes.
And then if I refer to Region G, I'll be talking about areas around your Orange Farm, your Lenasia, your Orange Farm, those sites.
All right.
And then if I refer to Region D, I'll be talking about Soweto.
Mm-hmm.
Then if I refer to Region C, it's areas like around your Rodeport, those sides of the city of Johannesburg.
All right.
It would be difficult for me, Joanne, to actually state area where specifically they have gone,
yes,
because they have been, the teams have been all over the region. So, I'm expected to give a breakdown. I could do that some other time if you invite me to your radio station.
You're always welcome.
Yes, then I could do that.
All right.
But I was just trying to say is that we've done 10,488.
Yes.
And there are regions that where we had to repair more than others. You know, the numbers are not the same. I know that in Region C, the Rodeport area, that's the biggest number of potholes that we have fixed. There, we fixed 3,167 there.
All right. So MMC, how comprehensive has the program been? And in asking you that question, what I'm trying to determine is, when you say that you have covered the CBD, Orange Farm, Lenasia, Soweto, Rodeport areas, are you happy that all of the potholes in these areas have been sorted out? Or is it only certain sections of those areas that you focused
on? Certain sections, because let me explain this. When we launched the war on potholes, we had received 3,088 service requests.
Mm-hmm.
And each service request will have like 4, 6, or 8 potholes in each.
Right.
So we've done, of the 3088 service requests that were reported, we have done 1,277 service requests so far. So we're still left with 18 service requests that we have to attend to. So the program is ongoing. We have given ourselves a due date of April 2020, where we will then look and sit down and review what other areas do we think we will be targeting after we have completed this backlog that we have.
Right. So
because
I see,
you see the problem. Yeah. Sorry.
Yes.
The problem of potholes is going to be a continuous problem, because the reason we have potholes is because some of our roads are old. So what needs to be done actually is not to patch a pothole, but to actually resurface or reconstruct the particular road.
Right.
But due to financial constraints, the budget that is not adequate to do that, we are only able to resurface or reconstruct certain roads, but not all that require to be rehabilitated, if I can say that.
Right. So you see, this is an interesting point, MMC, because I'm getting messages from my listeners. Sheldon Reddy says to me, and he sent me a picture of a road in Bryanston. He says it was dug up in November, hasn't been fixed since. Most of the potholes that were fixed on my route reopened again immediately after the rains. Miss Kay also adds to that and says the potholes they fixed have already been eroded. Are you not wasting time and money on roads that actually need an entire rehabilitation, MMC, rather than just plugging these holes temporarily and having them reopen again after a time?
My wish, Joanne, would be to resurface all the roads that are very poor, are in a very poor condition in the city of Johannesburg. And if I can say that, when we did our visual condition assessment, what we came out with was that of the roads that require attention in the city, in the city of Johannesburg, in order for us to actually deal with all of them, we actually require 1.8 billion rand per annum just for resurfacing and nothing else. No bridges, no other issues of roads being attended to, but just dealing with the resurfacing of roads. So, you know, there is no way that the city can have so much to give to us as an entity per year. So whatever we have to split to a lot of other challenges that we have in within the JRA. So I would love to actually resurface and rehabilitate all these roads that are in a very bad condition, because it's not that we do not know them. We know them, because when we did the VCA, it told us exactly which roads were in a very good condition, which roads were in a bad condition, and which roads were in a very poor condition. But the only problem that we have is that we don't have enough budget to actually deal with them at the same time.
So that takes me back, MMC. Yes. Sorry to come in there, but it takes me back to my question of, aren't you just wasting money? Because I mean, if those roads cannot be rehabilitated because you don't have the money to do it, and you are only able to temporarily refill potholes, which crack open again after a short time, aren't you just throwing money away? Aren't you throwing money down the drain?
I wouldn't want to put it as throwing money down the drain.
How would you like to put it?
It's also a problem. It's also a problem that we need to do this short-term mitigation, because we do not have the funds to do the long-term planning that we know we do have.
MMC,
yes.
How short-term?
Yes.
I mean, if you've filled in a pothole and just a couple of weeks later it returns to its original state, it cracks open and it returns to its state, I mean, isn't that a terrible waste of money?
Yeah, you could put it like that, Joanne, but my problem is at the moment we have to patch the pothole because we do not have the budget to resurface. I do not have another option but to patch the pothole, because we do not have, we have the adjustment budget, that we asked for right now, requested for more money for resurfacing, which was approved, and that could help us as soon as the budget of the city is approved. That will help us to resurface some of the roads within the city, which will reduce the number of potholes. But it will not be all of the roads that require to be resurfaced because the budget is just not enough.
So MMC, I just want to go back to an earlier comment you made in regard to service requests. And if I understand what you're telling me correctly, you seem to be guided quite a lot by the service requests. So you've got people calling in and you've got people saying, this is where the pothole is, I need you to come and fix it, please. And that's driving your campaign or directing your campaign. Is that largely how it's working, or are you going along as a city and assessing all the roads and saying, well, actually, these are all the areas that require repairs?
We have regional offices. We have depots. In the depots, we do have people who go out to actually look at the number of potholes that we need to do. We also get them to look at if there are guardrails that actually need to be fixed, and they would go back to the depot to actually give the information. But over and above, we also get these service requests from our, be it on Twitter, be it on our Facebook. We do get those, and that is why sometimes you would find when a resident reports something to us on Twitter, you find that we already have it in our record because somebody from the regional office had gone out already and had identified it.
All right. I just want to take a quick call, if you don't mind, from one of our listeners, please, MMC. Ray in Bryanston is on the line to us. What's your comment or question for the MMC, Ray?
Hi. My comment to the MMC, first of all, is that I believe that these potholes reoccur because the preparation to refill them isn't done properly. It would seem that the people that work in the potholes don't have the necessary skill. And they just pour the bitumen into the hole, and the rain comes and it washes it away. It needs to be properly bound. And there are other ways to do it that are cheaper than tar. They just need to speak to people with skill.
So Ray, what are the other alternatives? If you can briefly tell me.
For starters, when they have a pothole, one of the easy solutions would be to use cement, concrete actually, instead of tar. And it will fill the hole, and at least our cars, our mag wheels will stay alive a little longer. And it's a definite better repair because at least the cement slush and the concrete will bind better with the existing surface, and it won't just lift off after a rain.
Interesting, Ray. Thank you very much for your comment. Nonhlanhla Makuba is, of course, the Transport MEC who is on the line to us if you are listening in to our conversation right now. We're talking about the war on potholes. And MMC, tell me, I mean, here we've got a gentleman who is one of our listeners who is suggesting that the way you are going about repairing them is a problem and that perhaps you should think about using different techniques or materials in the process.
Yes, we are welcome as the GRA to new innovative ways that could be introduced. But as the city of Johannesburg right now, we using asphalt because of the GRA having an asphalt plant which generates the asphalt for us, for our potholes and our for the resurfacing of our roads. So should the city think of doing it differently? We've had people who have come in to our offices to actually explain to us that we could have roads built on plastic. Whether it's a route that the city wants to take right now, it's something that needs to be discussed. But as I'm saying, Joanne, we welcome all the... If a resident of the city feels that he's got an innovative way that would help the city, because we also want to solve the problem. We understand we have budget constraints. We will never have the money that we want at the same time to actually deal with the problem the way we want to deal with it. So if he feels that he's got, strongly feels that he's got something that could better the way we are doing things, they are more than welcome to approach me, and then we discuss about it, and then we see how we could maybe do a pilot to check it if it's working or not. All I'm saying is that we always take the comments and the suggestions from our residents very seriously. And on the matter of our employees not filling the pothole correctly, we do have now people who go around checking on the work that they are doing, because it's not for the first time I hear this, that yes. There was a complaint that our guys from GRA are not doing it the way they are supposed to to do it.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, I cannot say that is incorrect. I know I've heard it before, and that is why we then suggested that when work is done, we need somebody to go there and actually inspect. But in most cases, what they have discovered is exactly that what I said when I started, that most of the roads that where the lifespan of the road is finished, then you will find the pothole opens again.
Right.
Because we are actually patching something that does not need to be patched, but it needs to be reconstructed.
MMC, just a last question, because the mayor, when he spoke to us, was not able to give us a cost here at all. But I'm sure now that you've been engaged in this exercise for a few weeks, you probably have an answer for us by now. What is it costing the city to repair all of these potholes?
All the backlog that we have now, what we have budgeted up to the end of April, like I said,
yes.
Where we will go and then go back and check and see how far, if there are any more potholes that we need to go and do. We have 14 million.
14 million,
one
that's
four.
It. All right,
yes,
so, and so that is what you are spending on this
yes.
exercise
yes.
till
yes.
April?
Yes.
All right. It is a substantial amount of money. Thank you very much for speaking to us this afternoon. And Nhlanhla Maguba is the Transport MMC for the City of Johannesburg.